Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Apparently everyone is safe back at the studio.
Yeah, I was wondering. So we had a fire drill. So we had to do like 30 minutes commercial-free Dukes and Bell. So did Steve McQueen?
I enjoyed it, by the way.
Did Steve McQueen come in and rescue you, Warren? How'd it work out? Did you have to tie yourself together next to the pillar with Paul Newman?
No, I just had to walk my big ass down those stairs, all the stairs that we had.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, that's the other part. We didn't mention that, did we?
No, we're on the ninth floor. We're on the ninth floor. Everything's shut.
By the way, who didn't know that Richard Chamberlain was the cheapskate who made the crappy building in Tower and Inferno?
Okay, wait a minute.
Everybody knew that guy was a little sketchy.
How did that movie become such a big hit, by the way?
You know, if you grew up of a certain age, if you're 55 or over, if you didn't see them initially in the theater, you'd see them at the 4:30 movie or your weekend movies. But it was the Irwin Allen was the producer that made them, and they were disaster movies.
That's right.
And there was the Poseidon Adventure, the Tower and Inferno, Earthquake. These are the ones. And Earthquake was George Kennedy.
Earthquake, that's right. Your biggest fear.
But as a kid, it was like between those and the Godzilla movies, man, they scared the crap out of you.
I love Godzilla. They're so corny now when you look back at them, like the graphics and stuff.
Yes, a guy in a giant Godzilla suit stepping on model houses.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, you're right. But anyway, that's why we were doing it. That was a Tower and Inferno reference. One of the few movies where Steve McQueen and Paul Newman, I think the only movie they ever appeared
together. Yeah, you're right. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. We are live at Joe's Sports Bar and Grill. We are right off of Jones Bridge Road and getting a chance to meet some of our wonderful listeners. And we're going to be here till 6, by the way. So if you don't get a chance to come out right now, maybe when you get off or however you're listening, this gentleman literally was like, I was in the car. He said he saw your tweet about us being out here. And he was like, hey, I'm going to come by. They live close. Mike, this guy is a big, big franchise owner in town right here. This gentleman.
Man, we got some guys. When I first came to the bar, I said, so what are we all, individually wealthy? And we had some guys that are business owners and some dudes that are just kind of got the afternoon off. Got a dad with his two kids over there. Some great-looking kids. I don't really like children. Those are some adorable kids.
They're great.
So
those girls are incredible. By the way, when I said, hey, what does your dad do? That was funny. I got to say this. Both of his girls went, he's a franchise owner. Five. I was like, five what? So they were pumping their dad up. I'm not going to tell you what franchise, okay? I don't do that.
Well, are there opportunities? Because I've always wanted to be a franchisee.
I'm not going to tell you that. But he is a proud business owner here in Atlanta, and his girls are very proud of him. Hey, man, we got to chop up a few things around the NFL. We are going to let you hear what Bijan Robinson said to us yesterday as we were live at Flowery Branches. We get ready for Carolina. I think it's kind of lost in translation. We do have a game on Sunday. Like, I know coming back from Europe and everybody, and Mike, I know you enjoyed the trip, but dude, like Sunday, are we going to be ready?
Well, that's the thing. You generally take the bye week after the trip to the European game. Falcons elected to take the bye week week 5. This is the Falcons' choice. They give you this opportunity. So you and I were like, dang. And then initially we thought, well, that's good because we'll get Storm Norton back in time to save the offensive line. Didn't really need saving until – well, it's kind of in a rocky road, but it's been more guard play with the injuries to Bergeron and Lindstrom kind of hanging in there. But the early bye week nobody seems to like. This is one where yesterday, for instance, half the team not half the team, but half the starters had that day off.
Yes.
So you didn't have contact for a lot of guys that are expected to have a major contribution on Sunday. But that was their prerogative. The Falcons chose it. I don't understand it. They got a plan, I presume, because you're right. You know, between the wear and tear. I don't know about you. Whenever I fly back from Europe, I mean, first of all, that's douchey, but you get the idea.
Whenever I fly back.
I know.
No, well, but it does wear on you.
I got no kids.
No. It wears on your body.
No, but you got to stay awake. You got to stay. The key is to stay awake on the way back. Watch TV, read a book, and then you go to sleep early.
Two books.
Right, exactly.
I mean,
but, you know, on the way over there, you want to sleep to get caught up with them.
Yeah,
get on the right side on
well,
that.
Well, Raheem mentioned this last week, and we kind of I laughed at it, but he was like, they have scientists who have told the teams, here's how you need to handle your guys, and if you're going over early, great. You can get a little bit more adjusted. They went over Thursday. So he was like, I got to keep everybody up on the plane, right? We get there, we're practicing. It was Friday when they got there, and he was like, we're going to practice. And talking to some of the guys, they were like, I was tired. Like, I was exhausted.
But they practiced. On the way back. That's me.
And then when it was time to go to bed, everybody was tired. It was it was bedtime. So,
but the Colts had to go to the same set of circumstances.
Yeah.
And
well, the Dolphins, didn't you tell me they were up there? I think the Dolphins and who are they playing this week? Over in Madrid.
Who is the opponent this week?
They have said that they went over like Sunday after their game.
Right.
So they were going to get a few extra days.
Get acclimated.
Yeah, over there. It just depends on how you want to travel. All right. Who are they playing? Dolphins and who is it this weekend in Madrid? It's one of the last European games, I believe, overseas.
I think this is it. Is it Bucks?
Washington.
Commanders without Jaden Daniels. By the way, last note on air travel. You turned me on to this because I don't have Paramount. I binge-watched Landman.
It's great.
And Billy Bob Thornton, I mean, talk about – there's so many thousands of shows, not just the networks and, and the FXs of the world. But to me, that's one of the best performances on TV in that first year. And so now we're into season two.
Yes.
But Landman is unbelievable. His soliloquies and just the crazy wife and the kid – it's so well done.
The women on that show, and it's so quintessential East Texas, like West Texas. It is like that. When you watch that show, and it's supposed to be in Permian, which is like the oil basin out there.
Permian basin, right.
Yeah, it's like that's how they act. And it's like that's what it is. And they have gotten that. Demi Moore's in this too, by the way.
Yeah, she plays John Hamm, who's like the billionaire that runs this company, like independent oil man. But it's a great show. If you haven't seen it, I know we're running the commercials now for the second season, but it's the same producer from Yellowstone. It's great stuff. It's good. Like I said, that was an easy way to pass a couple of hours on a plane, man. That's for sure.
Yeah, you get on there and you start binge-watching stuff. Thank God for binge-watching now, right? I mean, you're right about that. All right, man, a couple of things. One, we talked about A.J. Brown. Is he a distraction? I just want you to hear what A.J. Brown said. The Eagles are winning. A lot of people have them getting back to the Super Bowl. It's our 4th-and-1 segment, guys. We're going to let you hear Bijan Robinson in just a second. But A.J. Brown was asked about his struggles and what's been going on. Why is he acting the way that he's been acting? Here's what he said.
Everything be good though, like you know what I'm saying, everything be straight. You know what I'm saying? Mental good, kids good, you know what I'm saying? Life good, everything.
Let's go, let's go, let's go. Trimmer.
Where
have you been?
No, no, I was just checking out, like you my dog, like I still got, you know what I'm saying, I gotta check up, you know what I'm saying? Like
see? Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Like family good, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything else? No.
Man, everything gonna click. Trust me.
So he says this on a live stream. They're playing Madden. Okay, so just to give you context.
That's what's going on. Okay.
And he's on a live stream, and he's talking to a friend, and he said, look, I'm allowed to joke with my friend. If you missed it, he said, hey, I'm just checking on you, man. And he said, everything's good with the family. Everything else is a blank show. That's A.J. Brown.
He's talking about the Eagles. His profession.
Yes, he's talking about
his job.
Not getting the ball. And so that got out. And then he was asked at practice yesterday, well, what did you mean? What's going on? And he said, I'm not going to apologize for it. Mike, I just get the sense this – you want to talk about the downfall of the Eagles?
Right.
He has the potential to wreck this thing.
They've had soap operas last 2 years. Now, they still found a way to win the Super Bowl last year. So now there's 3 years in a row because here we go again. But, again, if you spend $30 million on a player, he's an underutilized piece of equipment.
He is.
You've got to get – Jalen Hurts and him are just not on the same page. And I don't understand how you can't figure that out because A.J. Brown does get open and Hurts can see him and Hurts has the arm strength to make the throws. But it's just – it's one of those things with the Eagles. It's kind of like death and taxes and A.J. Brown belly aching about touches.
Always. Hey, Russell Wilson, by the way, was asked about Jameis starting. Jameis is going to start for the Giants. Remember –
we're going to eat some W's.
Jackson Dart. concussed, which is one of the reasons, allegedly, that Brian Daboll put him in danger, Mike, on top of losing four games where they had 10-point leads. That's the
grave
real reason.
Danger? Is there any other kind?
So here is Russell talking about Jameis getting the start. Russ is not upset.
Obviously, I want to play, but also, you know, Jameis has worked his butt off, you know, to give him a great opportunity. He's a guy who's played in this league for a long time, and he's one of my closest friends. I know he'll do a great job. I'm going to help him prepare the best way possible. I'll be ready to go. Felt ready to go last game, you know, obviously, and you know, I got us all the way down to the one, you know, inch yard line. We didn't get it, unfortunately, to go forward, but, you know, it's part of the game, and you know, we thought we were going to win the game there and field goal and all that, but it didn't work out. So I know with Jameis, though, he works his butt off. Like I said, we have great dialogue, and he's a great teammate.
Great, close, personal friends, they may be. So, Russell, you having Jameis over to the crib?
It's unbelievable.
Hanging out with Ciara?
Like Russ just never – the only time he clapped
back – He can never
back,
give you a straight answer.
No, he can't. He clapped back or attempted to, at least with Sean Payton, when he thought Sean Payton was taking a shot at him. That may be true, but, like, it's just so lame. I don't know. It's just – you know, it's typical Russ, but he's not going to start this week. We'll see what Jameis does with the Giants.
Hey, man, Lamar Jackson returns to practice today for fantasy owners with the Ravens. We already talked about it yesterday. DeMarco Ryan's ruling out C.J. Stroud for the Texans and the Titans. Now, they should be able to beat the Titans without a quarterback, actually, under center.
That win last week was unbelievable by the Texans. I don't know if you guys saw it. It was one of the best wins of the season. Yeah, and D'Amico literally ran to the end zone to congratulate his defensive guys. They got a pick at the end of the game.
And the Disney, we'll talk more. Says, we're ready to go as far as making that deal with YouTube TV. A lot of folks who depend on cutting the cord through YouTube.
Yeah, they sent me a $20 voucher.
Ooh, what you going to do
Give
with that?
Me a break. I was so upset, Mike, when I saw this in my email.
You know what they sent Day-Day?
They sent me mine.
Sent some Kool-Aid.
You didn't get your $20 voucher?
I didn't get my voucher.
Yeah, well. I'll make a call.
They sent him a gift card for Piggly Wiggly.
Hey, man, we're having fun. Come join us. Joe's Sports Bar and Grill. When we come back, what is the mindset of Bijan Robinson? He's not getting the carries we want him to get. Offense is not clicking. Quarterback, confidence issues, in my opinion. We ask Bijan all of that and more. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Look who's in the Ticketmaster Studios.
That smile just lights up a room, Carl. It's B. John Robinson.
My man. Yes,
yep, hook him. Yep. Hook him.
Always.
All right.
Always.
Let's get that out the way first. Secondly, it is good to have you, man. I know it's been frustrating these last few weeks, B, with what's been going on. Just to get your perspective, man, on how you feel, where you're at. I mean, you're doing everything that you can do. We know it's a team game. We just had Coach on, and Coach was talking about the attitude and the resiliency of you guys, like coming in. He said he had a conversation with you, had a conversation with Pitts.
Yep.
What is that like? I mean, what are you guys saying to each other to build each other up and get back to hopefully winning ways?
Yeah, man. I mean, well, for us, like, we got to understand that this is obviously a long season. But for us, we got to take it just 1 week at a time. We face, you know, guys throwing so much adversity in our way these past 3-4 weeks. And, you know, it's something that we need to learn from because it's for a reason. And we might not see the reason right now, but, you know, we'll hopefully – God willing, we see it this week and the change of, you know, what can come to this team. So for us, like, you know, continue to stay positive and, you know, especially for me as a leader, like bringing the positivity in the room and, right, and nipping out all the bad or just the negative that can come in between the team. Because I feel like when that happens and when the negative comes and we start turning on each other, then you have nothing left. Like, then the team's over with. So for me and a lot of the other guys, like making sure that we just continue to make sure we're together, staying with each other, and leading the right way. So, you know, when that dam does break, we know how to handle it, and we'll all be, you know, just very positive about it, and continue to, you know, still take it 1 week at a time, because you can't look ahead in this league, because when you look ahead, that's when you lose, get beat. So, that's the main thing for us as a team right now.
I know that it's just, we're getting sick of seeing all these great running backs going, man, you're the next man, you're the man, and it's just, we know the frustration level is there. Put simply, we said this with Coach, is it just a matter of if we can ever get everybody on this team on the same page for four quarters, this team is a 10 or 11 win team?
Oh, no doubt about it. But for us, like, you know, right now is what we have right now, what we put on is what we put on. So now from today on, especially in practice, like, you know, our urgency, you know, we know that we have to change our urgency and we have to, you know, come out of the huddle explosive the right way, because when we do that, then like we showed specs of that, you know, the games that we won, like we showed. But now it's, you know, and I hate saying consistency all the time, because like, but it's such a big word for us. And you know, if we want to be, you know, great moving forward, and you know, this second half of the season, like, you know, putting on what we want to produce on this team, but not just on the team, like for the city, for the fans, everybody, man, like we have to, you know, look ourselves in the mirror and go out there on Sunday and handle business.
B, I got to ask you, I don't think this is you, but I got to ask, is there ever a time when you go over and I'm like, can I get the rock a little bit more? can I touch it just a few more times?
Throw it to me too.
You know what I mean? Like, I know that's not who you are. It's not in your nature from the people I know who know you best.
Yeah.
But I also know you're a competitor. And you want to help the team win, and you know helping the team win means touching the rock or maybe a little bit more. Where are you at when it comes to that? Because that's the conversation out here, man. It's like, we need to get ball more. We even talked to Rob about it, and Ron's like, what do you guys want me to do? What do you think about that?
Man, I mean, like you said it, man. Like, that's just not who I am. Like, you know, I put all my faith and my trust in God, and he's gonna make it happen. So for me, like, I just got to be a great teammate, and every time I do have an opportunity or every time I do get ops, like, just make the most of them, because, you know, that's what I can do to help the team right now. But yeah, I'm just not the type of player to like go to Raheem or go to and be like, yo, I can't.
Z Rob, no, right. You're not gonna, like, do it. Okay, no.
But I mean, we see, like, you know, we see the growth, and when we do, like, continue to always run the rock, continue to always, you know, put the ball in Tyler and I's hands and what we can do with it. And I mean, me and Ty have to understand, even what Coach Petrie always says, like, when you get the ops, like, you gotta make it. You gotta make the most. You might have to be the extraordinary, right, but it's what you gotta do to help the team and to do what you gotta do to make this offense go. So that's what we're gonna continue to keep doing. We're gonna do it even at a higher level. Because that's just what it takes, and that's what's going to have to take from here on out to win the game. So, you know, we got to let our God-given ability, you know, take over.
All right. Because I know there's a guy, the relationship you don't know and you should know by now, listen to us, that him and Tyler have a great friendship, great relationship. You know, we always feel sometimes, look, if Tyler's maybe hitting it better, okay, then you become wide receiver too. But I'm not, sorry, I'm not coaching Carl. We're just talking to Bijan Robinson.
Wait a minute.
No, I'm just saying, you just make him get 100 yards receiving, Carl. There's ways we can pivot here. I'm sorry. I've said too much. Bijan's with us. You know, I'll switch tack for a second and focus on the positives. I know you got a chance to go over in the spring to promote the game in Berlin, but I talked to Carl about it. I was up in the stands about 40 rows up. It was electric. It was, I mean, if it had like a playoff atmosphere, it just felt so special.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of knew because we went to Germany. My auntie went to Germany in May, so like we saw the fans there at that time, and we knew like what was going to come during this game. So for us, like,
was that a promotional trip, like to help promote the upcoming games?
Yeah. This,
okay.
Yep.
Big Bijan picture, by the way, along with Bates and Drake on the wall. And they had all the big faces outside the stadium.
That's dope. That's dope.
I'll pull the picture up. Go ahead.
Yeah. But like just hearing the crowd and seeing the crowd and just how like energetic and man, they were wild. Like it really felt like we were at a soccer game. And I mean, as we can continue to promote this game and promote it in those countries, like the sky's the limit. The sky's the limit because they can bring the same energy as they do in America that they do in Germany. And I mean, it'll be huge, man, like wherever the game's being played at.
Let's talk a little bit about these commercials,
he's like, yeah, that's dope.
Let's talk about these commercials, man. I'm seeing you more and more, which is great. It's great for us. It's great for our city, right? Falcon fans are like, oh, that's my guy.
Yeah.
What's the deal, man? I know you have some acting aspirations maybe down the road.
Yeah, was it Outer Banks was the show you was on? You played the bad guy, right?
Yep.
You're doing more of that. You comfortable? You like it?
Oh, yeah, I do. I do. I'm comfortable. Like, I like it a lot. Just getting myself out there in a different way other than football. And, you know, it's cool, like, that I can represent, you know, Atlanta, the team, like, represent it in a different way and you know, the just bring more – you know, notoriety to the team as much as I can. Like, even me going to Germany, like, giving us a chance to be seen in different countries too. So, you know, if I can do as much as I can to help the city, this team, like, my family, myself, like, that's what I'll do. And, you know, I want to do it in such a humble heart and just do it in such a nice way so everybody can, you know, kind of just come where the Falcons are, you know?
Yeah. Right. No, it's great, man. And it's awesome getting a chance to see – you know, our guy, as I said, being out there as frequently as you are. While we have you here, got to talk about this weekend, man. I know we got a big game on Sunday, but we got a big game on Saturday.
Oh. Yes, we do.
You're going to, like, helicopter out to Athens to catch the first
half. I wish I could that game, man. Like, oh, my God. Well, I wish it was there in the day.
I agree. They did it at night because they know. But but what's your take, man, on what's been going on? And obviously, you know, that SEC is just a beast. It's going to be another great game. I think, you know, the pressure that – and specifically with Arch, man, the pressure he's been under.
I know.
What's your thoughts about it?
Yeah, I mean – that's when you have the name of Manning,
right?
Like, that's what it comes with, you know. And you know he knows it too, but I don't think that really affects him anymore because I feel like his whole life, like, that was, if you're not like your uncles, like, it. I even told him, I'm like, bro, like, this like, God has your plan set. Like, don't compare yourself. Comparison is a thief of joy. So for
he's a humble dude, isn't he?
Absolutely, he is. Yeah. And I mean, if he continues to stay like that and doesn't get too focused in the media or negative or positive, like, I think he'll be fine. And I mean, he's playing great as the season's going along. So I don't know, man. I think we got this one.
We
know that Michael Penix Jr. still talks to Kalen DeBoer. You talk to Sark, and if you tell Sark, just chill, man. Just be cool.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, Sark knows. I talk to him all the time. Like, he knows, you know, what's to come, and he's. I mean, the past 3 weeks, like, how we've been playing has been looking good. So, and we just had a bye week. So, I mean, I think our bodies are fresh. And we're about to come in here and, I think, get a dub.
Horns ready for dogs.
No, it's going to be a fun game.
And by the way, bringing it back to the Falcons, because we mentioned you're a leader on this team. You're a source of positive energy. Penix was like, I mean, like, we don't expect him to sit there and be like, hey, tough loss, we'll get him next week. But he was really kind of down in the dumps. You say anything to pick him up at all on the way home?
Absolutely. I talked to him immediately. You know, I was like, just understand, like, don't put yourself under this pressure. You know, just be you. Like, just play your game. Like, I feel like as soon as you like I even told Arch, like I was like, as soon as you start to look at other external sources, like, bro, it's gonna shut you down. Like, your game's gonna be not what you want it to become. So I was like, dude, like, you know, how it helps me is I just stay away from it. I stay away from it as much as I can. Like, and it clears my mind, clears my heart. And I know the next week, like, I'm ready to go. So for him, you know, I told him the same thing. I was like, you can't afford to be down. You can't afford to put your head down. You can't afford just as a man, because you don't want, as a leader, you don't want people to see you like that, like, ever. So I think he knows the job that he has. But I think just us being right there with him and us being better around him, right, like, is going to make him more confident.
B, after these games, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, live in the Ticketmaster Studios. Bijan Robinson joining us, guys. Falcons getting ready for Carolina on Sunday, back at the crib, back at home at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. When you have these moments with running backs,
yeah,
a few weeks ago was Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
McCaffrey. You worked out with him during the summer. That was public knowledge.
Yep.
You just talked with Jonathan Taylor. Yeah. What are y'all saying?
Yeah.
When we see that embrace, what's going on out there? Is it just an acknowledgement, or is it more depending on the relationship you have with that individual?
Nah, man. I mean, it's nothing but respect. You know, the both times I played Jonathan and Christian, like, I mean, they balled out. So I just got to be better for our team, man.
Right.
But you know, those dudes, like, I've been talking to them since I was a rookie. Junior in college, and you know, just them, like, always being by my side, and you know, me being by theirs, and
so it's a running back fraternity then.
Yeah
Okay.
And right. I don't know all of them, I don't know everybody, but sure. Like, you know, Saquon, me, Christian, Jonathan, like, you know, we're close knit. We stay together. Even me talking to Derrick Henry in the offseason, like, you know, we all know the respect that we have for each other. So, and it only makes each other better when we're competitors, and you know, we see each other just ball out week to week. So, you know, it's pretty cool, like, to get to talk to them, like, after the game. You know, obviously, like, you want a better performance sometimes, but you know, the game's the game. But I have the utmost respect for all of them, and you know, I hope they continue to just be great throughout the season.
That's our man, Bijan Robinson, everybody's favorite. Couple guys at the bar, loving the conversation, saying, yeah, that's one of those guys that, you know, makes you love the NFL, because he's just the effort, the work, the heart.
It's true.
You know, we mentioned Warrick Dunn, comparing him to not different athlete, but I mean, same kind of dedication to his craft.
Yeah, man. And the reality too about B is, not only is he just a good person, he's a hell of a player.
Right.
And, you know, the idea that he's doing everything he can to help us get over the hump and win some games and hopefully get to the playoffs. The thing that really took me back yesterday, or at least stood out for me, Mike, he said, I want to do it for Atlanta. I want to do it for the city. He knows how important it is, man. When this thing is cooking, we've talked about it.
Right.
I mean,
we're capable of. We've seen it. Think about where we were that night, that Thursday night, leaving Mercedes-Benz, beating the Bucks in overtime. Seems like we're miles away from that.
It does. Hey, man, coming up, what's on Day-Day's mind? We've got Barbara Dooley, who's going to join us at 4 o'clock. Cannot wait to talk to her. We're live at Joe's Bar, Sports Bar and Grill, right off of Jones Bridge Road. Come out and join us. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Some of our regulars are out here. Tinker, my man Anthony's out here. We hanging out.
The big A.
You know what? And it's good to see familiar faces, man. You guys, you always support the show, support the radio station, so we appreciate you guys hanging out with us. We got regulars here, too. We just had a guy, literally John, who was a Notre Dame fan. John, I'm mentioning Notre Dame again. He said they come to this bar every day, and they spend a lot of money. And he said, this is our cheers. So John's friends that are sitting here, and I know he gets on your nerves, but no, he's a good dude. He's a good dude. He's a good dude. So John left. He had to go, but he's like, we're here every day. This is our cheers, and
he's
come
like
to this
Norm.
Bar.
He's
yeah,
like
man.
Norm, right.
So they're hanging out, and there are lots of good folks here.
You know what
us.
I always love, Day-Day? And it happens like every once in a while. I get to talk some hockey with Mike over here at the bar, who's from Connecticut. And he's wearing an Auburn basketball T-shirt. And we'll figure that one out later. But anyway, we're talking about, you know, Patchogies, chicks up on Cape Cod, following some hockey. But anyway, got a great crowd out here, man. So come on down. We'll be here till 6 o'clock at Joe's Sports Bar and Grill in Alpharetta / John's Creek.
I got to give you credit before we go talk to Day-Day. You killed that cheese.
Dude, it was so good. No, it's good. It's good.
You murdered that cheese. I was like, there's no way.
The world's biggest. Well, again, my stomach was upside down. I'm looking to get some base and some glue. I need to spackle my stomach after what I just put it through in 6 days over there in Europe. But, yeah, man, the food here is fantastic. The servings, the portions are huge, so come on down. But if you live up here, you already know that.
Yeah, it's great. It is. All right, Day-Day, man, what's going on today?
Man, well, first off, I want to give first, I got to correct Mike.
What did I do wrong now?
Because YouTube will not be sending me a Piggly Wiggly. I am an Ingles man. They will send me an Ingles gift certificate. All right, no, seriously, though. No.
I remember back in the day working in West Virginia. It was Food Lion.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, not a fan.
But I do want to give a shout-out to one of our listeners. They hit me up on Twitter, Novak's Toe. That's what they call themselves. and told me how to find my voucher. But apparently my email says I don't have to do anything. They're going to just automatically credit me.
I think that's what mine said, but I didn't give a damn.
See? And you've told me to cut the cord. It's so easy to cut the cord.
Yeah.
Cut the cord.
I'm upset, man. Y'all need to get this fixed.
Yeah, they really do. All right, another shout-out to the Greater Atlanta Christian Flag football team. I went and checked them out last night. They picked up wins over Mountain View and Norcross.
These are the girls, right?
The girls flag football. Ladies. So with these two wins that they got last night, they now take sole possession of first place in their region. They've won 8 in a row, but here's the thing. Those 8 straight wins, they haven't allowed any of those opponents to score.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's big.
That is.
I mean, we're talking about flag football.
Yeah.
That's hard not to.
And the defense was looking good last night. The game I watched, the one game, because they played two, but the one I watched, they had, I want to say, 3 pick sixes.
Wow.
What?
Yeah. They was balling.
Fire that quarterback.
They was balling.
Day-Day, I don't know about you. I was blown away. My daughter played. She played in the first year that they made it
that
official.
That inaugural.
Yeah. Here in the state of Georgia. I was blown away at the girls being able to throw the way they can, man. I mean, like, there were girls she played against. We went down to Mike's area down there, down south. And they had a girl, like, she could throw 45, 50 yards in the air. Yeah. And I was like, whoa. It's crazy. Man. But I love the competitive nature. They get after it. That's congratulations. That's amazing.
Yeah, they do, man. So, shouts out to them. So, did you guys hear about this? NFL filing a grievance. What do you guys think about the report cards
What report? You about the referee report cards?
No. The ones where they do, like, kind of like the surveys where they talk to the players about all the different
About the teams. And teams, one of the big downsides on the Falcons, one of those report cards that we got was the strength weight training facility. So Arthur Blank was spotted. Now we got a weight room the size of an airplane hangar.
Sure, yeah.
If you were up at Flowery Branch this summer watching practice, you got to see it. They basically do everything from travel to family relations, you know, to the actual facilities themselves, locker room.
Yeah. Why? Is this not good?
Well, apparently the NFL claims that these polls, which, you know, these report cards which poll the players, violate a CBA clause that says NFL owners and the union must use reasonable efforts to curtail public comments by club personnel or players which express criticism of any clubs, its coach, or its operation.
So again, they want you to take it up in binding arbitration. Give me a shower that works. You know what I mean? If you're like the Browns or somebody, whoever, you know, take your cheapskate team, the Bengals. That's interesting. But no, every year you get this grade and it comes out, and I guess it does come from the Players Association.
Yeah, right.
Which irks the NFL because they can't control the message.
Yeah,
which makes some of the owners look cheap, which they all are.
They are. Right. They are. You
know? That's why it's a 53-man roster, not a 60-man roster.
I gotta ask you guys, though, this. Mm-hmm. How often have you filled out that survey at work when they ask you to?
I filled it out once.
You let your name off of it. Most of you don't because you fear the repercussions of somebody seeing your name or your email attached to it, and you're like, nah, I'm good. It could suck. Things can be really bad wherever you're at. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to complain. And then you do that double take like, oh, they put the survey out there. Oh, I'm not going to answer that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, for the NFL to have this is good. I think most companies should. But I think we're all a little bit reluctant. Like, that's going to come back to bite us at some point where it's like,
so you don't like the restrooms here.
Right.
You know,
I dropped the hammer on that one time.
Stupid stuff.
No, I'm with you, but you're right. You always worry about repercussions.
Squid Belly having a self-conversation. So you don't like the fact that there's no water?
I didn't say that, Squid. I did say that.
Now, for guys who missed it earlier, we don't have access to water on our floor.
And the guy's complaining that I thought was in charge of it.
Well, I don't know. Did Terry Fox stram on the bill for the water last time?
I don't know.
I'm not afraid of dropping, old man.
I found it amusing that Squid was like, we ain't got no water up here. And I was like, what? Well,
but we thought it was his job to make sure the water was flowing.
And he knows I love him. He produced this show for a long time. He's our guy, but I just found it amusing.
Did I remind you when I texted Squid Billy in Berlin? What? Hey, where are you at? Berlin.
We're all in Berlin. What are you talking about?
Basically goes, go blank yourself.
No, I didn't know.
You ain't going to win this argument.
No, he's a joy. He's a joy to interact with. Back to you, Day-Day.
All right,
okay, so, I didn't say that either.
Did you guys hear about the NBA releasing their new All-Star Game format for the U.S. versus the world format?
Yes. They're going to be dressed up in sumo suits for the first quarter, and then they're going to go, and only guys whose names end in vowels get to play. And after that, Carl, we're going to have... You're going to have a T-shirt.
So does this mean Giannis and Joker and all these guys are going to be on the same team?
Yeah, if it's selected that way. So long story short, it'll be a three-team format with eight-man rosters.
How about just Eastern Conference versus Western Conference and home and away jerseys?
Yeah, well, they're trying to spice it up,
they
man,
did
to get people.
That's old school.
Yeah, exactly.
Worked for me.
But here's
never seen to bother the 80s and 90s when the players gave a crap about this stuff. Now they don't. So you got to bribe them and you got to basically reinvent the wheel to get these idiots to basically show up for the All-Star Game.
Stop it.
Why don't you just say get off my lawn when you finish that?
I love the NBA All-Star Game in the old days. You did too.
I did.
George Gervin and Larry Bird and Magic.
Because guys competed.
Yes.
I don't know.
Dr. J.
Is this going to allow them to compete? Are they going to go out and compete?
Here's the thing. Here's the biggest change that I think I like because it favors our very own Trae Young.
Oh, okay.
All right. The biggest change is selection is going to be the top vote getters, regardless of position, for starting five and reserves will be for the top seven reserves.
Right. So fans are out of this?
just says top voters.
No.
Vote-getters.
Vote-getters. Yeah. So in other words, there may be a log jam at the shooting guard position, but you're going to go straight up.
Gotcha.
So it's centers getting this and that. So Trey may leapfrog some of these guys.
Okay.
And the good news for Trey is half the point guards are out right now in the conference.
That's true.
So I think this could work in his favor, assuming he's back.
Yeah.
Right. In time, puts up some good numbers.
He will be.
He's
if he gets back in December, he could have a great month and everybody goes crazy. I mean, yeah, it's what it is.
Yeah, so that's why I thought that was interesting because I was like, that could work in Trey's favor technically.
Yeah, look, I don't fault them for trying new things, but Mike's right. Like, fundamentally, we should just say, look, this is what it is.
Yeah.
And let's go out and play and give our fans a legitimate All-Star game. But we have to increase the intensity of the game by doing this international versus us, right? And we saw this in hockey, right? It was the world versus
– And they got lightning in a bottle when it came down to USA versus Canada.
Yeah.
But I just don't know how you try to pump some life into the NBA All-Star game, which is this close to being the NFL Pro Bowl right now.
Oh, it's true, Mike.
Yep. And last thing, just a quick shout-out. One of my favorite women's college basketball players, Hannah Hidalgo, last night, Notre Dame. Sets the program scoring record with 44 points. Previously, that was 41. And she set the NCAA Division I single game steal record with 16 steals.
She going to be the number one pick? What are we talking about?
Well, she's still got another year.
Wait,
so,
biggest question, is she hot?
I plead the fifth.
Fair enough.
Wife is listening.
Watching.
Judging.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Day-Day. All good, man. No, she's a baller. She's a baller. Hey, man, speaking of ballers, we have the ultimate baller coming up next. Barbara Dooley is going to join us. Dogs taking on Texas. It's number 5 versus number 10 Saturday night in Athens. It doesn't get any better, guys. And I got to tell you, this game means something for both teams. Mm. We're going to find out what Barbara thinks coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.